When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big issues, big guests, nobody bigger at any moment, but particularly right now with all that's breaking loose around registration, Jersey, and the Save America Act, and Elon Musk's new buddy, Scott Presler, with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Congratulations, Scott, on all fronts to get to the Elon Musk level. It's been a few times now.
Thank you. Well, we are, after many years of tireless efforts, 25,811 active voters from flipping the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania from a blue to hopefully within the next year, plurality of registered Republican voters in PA.
And what do you think that will do, Scott, other than it was 1.5 million before? What's the net impact? I remember when it happened in Bucks. It inspires people.
It certainly does. What it will do is it will give voter confidence that Pennsylvania is winnable, not just in presidential elections, but in state elections. Mm-hmm. You know what it's going to do? It's going to cause the Florida effect. People are going to be inspired to move back to Pennsylvania. And so my message is Pennsylvania is open to business. And I'm asking voters in other states like New York, come return back to Pennsylvania, come to our state and help us fortify PA to become a red state in 2026, 2028 and beyond. And once we take Pennsylvania off the table for the Democrats, there's no turning back. We will control the White House and Democrats will be unable to win back the Oval Office. And furthermore, what it will do is it's going to provide not only voter confidence, but it's going to provide donor confidence. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see money pour into the state from conservatives because they will think it is once again winnable at the state level.
Absolutely. Now, on the Save America Act, how many senators are we up to? And there's one in particular I wanted to ask about. Has Senator Kennedy from Louisiana signed off yet?
I'm hearing different things. He has yet to make a statement. He said, bring it to the floor, but I'm a truth teller and I'm not going to assume what he's thinking. He has yet to say, stay in DC through August recess. And so I cannot truthfully verifiably say that he is committed to that yet. Sure, he's co-sponsored the legislation. Sure, he said put it on the floor. Mm-hmm. But I want to know, is every senator committed to staying and remaining in Washington, D.C. until the Save America Act is passed? And I have yet to hear that from Rand Paul, Hoeven of North Dakota, John Thune of South Dakota, Kennedy of Louisiana, even Grassley of Iowa. They have yet to make a statement on social media. If I'm wrong, I'm very proud and happy to make a statement that they are in support of that. But until I see it, I need everyone to continue calling today through Friday for these senators to stay and get the job done.
Is Friday the last day of the session?
It depends.
Okay.
They may vote on it Thursday night. They may vote on it Friday. And so we're going to find out within the next few days. But I would say call even through Friday.
Scott Presler with us at his normal time on Tuesday now, though. Scott, any Democrat likely to say, let's do something with this?
Y'all need to call Fetterman. Look, Dave McCormick's on board. Dave McCormick is one of the most staunch proponents of the Save America Act. And Dave McCormick has said, remain in D.C. through August recess to pass the Save America Act. Now, his counterpart, Fetterman, here's what I want all of you to do. Anyone that supports me, anyone that supports the president, call Fetterman. Listen, I'm a Republican. I'm a conservative. I didn't vote for you, but I could be inspired to vote for you if you pass the country-saving photo ID and proof of citizenship Save America Act. And just know, those are the only two components of this bill, photo ID, proof of citizenship. And if you call with enough inspiration for the senator, he may actually do it. He may be he may be galvanized to support the legislation, because I think right now he's going to suffer a very peaceful primary in 2028. The Democrats are really coming after him, and I hear that they're going to put up Summer Lee, a radical far left Bernie Sanders, kind of the same bolt of cloth as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and in the far left candidates the Democrats are putting up, that they're going to put Summer Lee, and I think he's going to have a very difficult time in 2028 remaining the Democrat nominee in Pennsylvania.
I hear that too. And Scott, Summer Lee is probably farther out there, more arrogant, must be the district, I guess. Even she's in the camp of some of those people in New York. That's how far that would be.
Yes, and which is totally unreflective and unrepresentative of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, especially since we are 25,811 right. active voters from flipping Pennsylvania from blue to red.
Now, when we had Al Schmidt on, and I brought up this very question, Scott, that you and I talk about all the time, that you really have publicized for the last 10 days, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, and gotten results. And that is, just like in Jersey, we have non-citizens, this jury list. He went on a long answer about differentiating from New Jersey. And the point he tried to make is, well, they're on this list because of all these government agencies, and it really doesn't mean anything.
Well, 24 hours after Al Schmidt went on with CBS 21, and a reporter asked him, are you prepared to be maybe held criminally liable by the Department of Justice if a non-citizen votes this November? And the secretary said that he was confident in Pennsylvania. Not even 24 hours, Lancaster County identified a non-citizen on the voter rolls in Lancaster that was registered to vote via PennDOT Motor Voter. So, you know, the secretary may have all the confidence in the world, but we have verifiable, incontrovertible, documentary proof of non-citizens that are registered to vote and voting in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And I will tell you, any election official that allows a non-citizen to vote this November will be held criminally liable. And so I highly and peacefully and respectfully encourage all 67 county election offices, and I highly encourage the secretary to ensure that the voter rolls are cleaned going into this November, because we have the L2 data, we have all of the voter list, we are gaining every single day the non-jury list, we have the DHS, wow, worst of the worst list, and the DHS just added 40,000 new non-citizens into that pool. So we are going to be pulling from a variety of different sources, and whether or not the voter rolls are purged, we can tell you even from voter history whether or not these non-citizens have voted before. And so I very highly encourage these election officials to take seriously the fact that the DOJ has warned them. They have been warned, pre-warned, and they have been warned with ample time. Any non-citizens that vote this November, they may be held criminally liable.
Exactly. And Scott, I have to say, hat tip to the CBS 21 guy. Is that the guy that was at the York County
Joel
Fair?
D.
Yeah, yeah. I've seen several things. And when he asked Al Schmidt that, his voice was a little bit quaky in answering that about being criminally charged.
And I give credit to fair and accurate reporting. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to go on CBS and even talk about the fact that elections have been decided by 6 votes, 187 votes. Did you know that Florida, the presidential election in 2000, when it was Gore v. Bush, did you know that Florida was decided by 537 votes? The entire presidential election was decided by 537 votes. So any Democrat or opponent or person that doesn't think that even 400 illegal aliens voting in New Jersey, that doesn't matter. An entire presidential election was decided by 537 votes. And I'm going to say it once, I'm going to say it twice. Any fraudulent voting disproportionately impacts minorities, veterans, black voices, union workers, veteran voices. And so I am here to expose any fraud that is going on the, either the D or the R side, to ensure that every Pennsylvanian lawful eligible vote is counted and to restore voter confidence into our elections.
Absolutely. Scott, the experience in Philadelphia when you went there, how can you characterize that? What was that like checking the list like you've done in these other counties?
I will say, the jury commissioner gave us access to inspect them. However, we were not allowed to copy, make digital copies, take photographs. And so a staffer and myself have together cumulatively spent 3 days, 18 hours. I was there for about 8 hours of the 18 hours, hand typing thousands of non-juror records. And you know what's interesting is after publicly going to the courthouse and inspecting in person and myself being there, I just found it really interesting that Philadelphia decided to clean its voter rolls just
yes,
over the weekend.
Absolutely. That's where I was going. Scott, to help
so
this.
I don't know if that's a coincidence, Dom. I don't know. I can't imply correlation
right.
equals causation.
Right. Right.
But I find it very interesting that the Democrats had a net loss of 31,000 voters just days after I publicly inspected the non-juror rolls.
We need more inspections. We'll be ahead.
Oh, you want more inspections, Dom? Well, Butler County, if you're listening, I'm coming peacefully. Erie County, if you're listening, I'm coming to your courthouse. Allegheny County, Pittsburgh, if you're listening, I'm coming to your courthouse peacefully. Lackawanna, Scranton, with Paige Cognetti, who we are going to defeat because she's anti-gun and she's pro-high taxes, I'm coming. Luzerne County, the backyard of Joe Biden, you bet your behind I'm coming to your courthouse too. We are coming peacefully. We are coming respectfully. We are coming professionally, but I will not stop, and I am prepared to sue the pants off of any courthouse that does not allow us to inspect, as is our right under Pennsylvania state law, to get access to the non-juror rolls. I'm taking this extremely seriously.
We know that. And to help out with this effort, because that's always we're on the sidelines a bit as you're out there on the front lines. How do we help?
Thank you. Here's what I want. any person that's listening right now, check your voter status. Go to vote.pa.gov, vote.pa.gov. And if you're an independent voice, no, I'm a Republican, I'm an elected official, and I'm fighting for you. And I'm going to fight so hard to make sure that you're represented, but I want you to change your party. If you're a Libertarian, even if you're a Democrat right now, know that this long-haired Republican in Beaver County is fighting to make sure that your voice counts and is not diluted by a fraudulent vote. And I want you to change to Republican. And when we flip Pennsylvania from blue to red, I promise we are going to bring good, positive change, like school choice to Pennsylvania, like abolishing property taxes in Pennsylvania, putting more money in your pockets, and you can count on me. Go to vote.pa.gov, change to Republican today.
Thank you, Scott. Stay well. Thanks for all that you do. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my friend.
Take care. Scott Presler here. Notice the accent that comes in because he's lived in Met when he says, fraud.
Yeah. Yeah,
the fraud. The fraud. Yeah, that's the drop we have. All right, Henry, yeah. Just before we do Dom's Money Melody, here's a little bit if you haven't heard it before. It was shocking because out of the blue, I'm just minding my own business. And Dan tells me you're seeing these hate threats and death threats, et cetera. And then we played what Stern did, and it was kind of tepid, but Robin was mentioned, and Robin jumped into the ring. Here's a little bit of it.
In a perfect world, it'd be great to have a wall, to have electronic surveillance, to have
all
our ports.
Experts say, Howard, yeah. Once you build the wall, you still have to have all of this scrutiny. You have to have
of course.
Cameras. You have to have
Border Patrol.
Surveillance. You have to have Border Patrol. You still haven't done anything about the ports.
Yeah, I mean, that's all. I'm just basing my opinion on what I read. Excuse me.
And who are we trying to keep out with the wall?
Dom Giordano. Well, actually, I shouldn't speak. This guy actually goes out during his radio show and patrols the border during his commercial breaks.
Working on that. At least, maybe not in person, but I'm watching you. All right, we have a little bit more of that. It was a lot of fun. I think it was 13 or 14 minutes, which was stunning, and I think it was triggered by the fact, and you could tell in the last election cycle, Howard Stern wanted to be taken seriously, and he's not. And then the COVID stuff just turned him into craziness. I'm not even sure if he works 2 days a week, how many days a year. Jim Kelly keeps all that for us. Okay, right now, though, after Scott Presler and that inspirational moment, it is time for...
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
And we are playing today for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus Chesapeake Bay Sox at First Energy Stadium, Reading, Pennsylvania, Sunday, August 16th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah, Dom. So today, side question, we are asking for that all-time number two, that sidekick, if you will.
Right.
And between this musical duo I'm going to play for you here today, hard to tell who was really the sidekick. That's how good their relationship was, how talented they both were. Or are, I should say. They are very much still alive. I shouldn't say they're dead. So anyway, back in the 70s, they all came up as a music-loving family, but these two rose to the top, becoming the youngest people ever, the youngest entertainers in television history to host their own show. They were teenagers when they did that at 18 and 16. So I'm going to play you this duo here. I want to know the name of this duo covering the song It Takes Two. Let's take a listen. It Takes Two, and the two of them were some of the youngest TV hosts ever. Want to know who they are?
All right, it's 855-839-1210. By the way, people have been talking about ICE is not fulfilling their mission as far as total deportation arrest. Fox just reporting ICE makes a record 51,000 arrests in July. And I, you know, the expectations of people, let's take 50,000 times 12, we're still only at 600,000. It's the enormity of what Biden allowed to happen in addition to what was already here. When you go after 20 million, doing that in 4 years is just about impossible. But Tom Homan, I think, is going to be commenting on this. 51,000 just in July. 855-839-1210. Let's get a winner.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That's right. Every day around 2:13, here's today's clue.
Very, very young TV hosts at the time. Want to know who they are?
All right. Great prize. We are playing today for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies Chesapeake Bay Sox. Let's go to Kate in Chester County. Hey, Kate, what's your answer today?
Well, that would be Donnie and Marie Osmond.
Nice to done.
All right, there you go. Yeah. Big win. Enjoy the Reading Phillies. Very young there. Yeah, they were very young when they burst onto the scene.
Yeah, 18 and 16 when they hosted their own show. So
wow.
Talk about pressure at that age.
Can't even
believe that.
One of the biggest acts for a long period of time. Okay, we got the side question going on. Sidekicks today. J.D. Vance's birthday, number two, just in the last couple of days. All-time number two, all-time sidekick. Is AOC a sidekick, a number two to Bernie Sanders? Yeah, somebody put that on Twitter.
Yeah.
In some senses, yes. And I'm watching tonight. We're seeing more come out of Michigan. They are going to win. The DSA guy is going to win tonight. Hassan Piker is going to be there. They're going to win. They're going to take, and they're going to win in double digits, if not 15%. And the she's a progressive too. The attorney general, there's more of what we told you about the other day, says that the Democrat leadership is not responding to concerns she has raised about members who have harassed her, compared the rise of anti-Semitism on the political left and in the Democrat Party to the proliferation of neo-Nazi organizations and far-right fringe politics. She's Jewish. Her name is Attorney General Nessel. And it will be interesting tonight when this guy wins to hear more of what she says. But Democrats can only do so much about this. They're afraid of these people. They're afraid of the trans groups, big time. And even somebody this progressive, this attorney general, is not being heard, even though she's not even going to go to the party convention, or she didn't go to it because of the fear of what would happen there. So this will be a big moment tonight, and it will continue what we're seeing to play out. What do Republicans have to fight with moving into the midterms? I think we're 91 days now. Well, the fraud bust they had today, things of that nature have to be publicized more. I think they're effective. It's the details. They should be barnstorming anywhere that would have them to put those details out. The Medicaid fraud today in Philadelphia, $4 million. But the details, the arrogance, these blue cities, Philadelphia, a major one in a swing state. Mondani, communist on the Democrat side. That's another area deeply in play. So there are things to work with here. Getting the Save America Act passed, Scott Presler, would energize people also. I see that Bob Harve, Harve deGrasse Harvey, accepted, I guess it was yesterday, the nod of Bucks County Indivisible, the real shock troops. All those people you see out there all the time, no kings, screaming this, that, and the other, Elon Musk. That's who's on their side. But Republicans have a real shot in not just being close, but maintaining the House. I think they will maintain the Senate. When this guy gets elected tonight and his true record is out there, I think Rogers will win in Michigan. The state where there's trouble potentially is Texas. Paxson has not exactly been an energetic campaigner. He's been traveling around Europe with a girlfriend, I believe. And Tallarico, oh my God, it's like if you're running to be in the Senate, isn't this a gift from God, particularly in Texas? Yet I do believe Tallarico's right there. I think this will be close. Chef Dave in Oakland, though. He's not the winner. Okay, Chef Dave's next. Hey, Chef Dave, afternoon. What do you have today?
The guy was like Roosevelt's chief of staff. Shoot, I forgot his name now. I don't think I was going to get in.
Roosevelt's chief of staff. Which one?
Marshall?
Well, General Marshall, the architect of rebuilding Europe. Yeah.
Yeah, Marshall, you know, he did a lot for him.
Okay.
That's not the guy I was thinking of, but I forgot his
name. It'll come
so.
To me. I've just read Hal might be the guy you're thinking of. Hal was one of them.
He was like a five-star general. They considered him, he was an admiral, and they considered him like second most powerful man in the world at one time.
I'm not sure if an admiral. I have to think about that. Thank you, Dave. I know General Marshall definitely was. All right, Alan in Hamilton on Talk Radio 1210. Alan, what do you have today?
When he was left for dead by Butch Cavendish, his life was saved by his faithful Indian companion, Tonto.
Yeah, Tonto is an all-time number two. Tonto always there, yes. It's kind of like a Spock-like figure versus Kirk. Very similar. All right, so we're looking for all-time number twos or sidekick, if you will. 855-839-1210, you get on board. And as I said, this story out of Philadelphia today, I want to play one more time, Henry. Dr. Oz, you pulled this, and it's up there in Grabian at every place now. Dr. Oz today, this wasn't just a run-of-the-mill case in Philadelphia. 19 people indicted. We told you some of the arrogance of what they were doing. But Dr. Oz talked about that Medicaid needs to be reformed. Again, if Republicans can't use this stuff, what they're doing and what Democrats are up to, then I don't see how they win the midterms. This is rich stuff, though, that any reasonable person's got to go. It's like the trans stuff. No, you're not going to have men and women support. We're not going to do it. Listen to Oz talk about some of the issues in Medicaid, one of which is 96%, I'm not sure, it was a little unclear, is it in Pennsylvania or nationally, don't have to report the illness, the sickness, the disease, and yet they still get to sit at home and get the money. That's a problem. How are we knowing whether this is legit or not? Here's Dr. Oz.
His personal care billing trends. I'm going to get these numbers to you slowly because they're really important. This is the federal government's data on Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania ranks fifth nationally in average monthly payments, both per beneficiary and per provider. That is way out there. Be number five in both those categories. More expensive, that is, in 45 states. Over 96% of personal care claims here are illness unspecified. That's how they're titled. So we can't track them. It doesn't help if the U.S. attorney or the attorney general can't possibly find the fraud because people aren't actually telling us what they're really doing. We have to change that history that's evolved here into the norm. And finally, average payments per beneficiary, more than $50,000. Think about that, $50,000 per person getting home care in this state on average, far above what you'd ever expect. All this points to fraud. The cases like these are exactly why a whole government approach is so critical and why we have to.
All right, so a whole government approach so critical. $50,000, these people sitting at home. 96%, it seems to be, that may be the Pennsylvania rule. Does he inquire the paper of record? I think Talk Radio 1210 is the place of record here. Not have one story up on this yet, even if they're just trying to find an angle to make it Ray Shore to go after somebody. 19 indicted, $4 million. You heard what Oz just said, $50,000 per person, way out of line. And 96% of them, the illness is unspecified. So how are you checking whether this is legit? The only ones they got are the people pretending to be caring for them. Because they're either drug dealers, they're in court for a hearing for their buddy who's going to go to jail because of what they did, they're in prison, or they're on a cruise. Imagine a guy in a cruise, somebody's filling stuff at home. 25 hours I worked today. Oh, man, it was brutal. They put up on Instagram the same moment they're on a cruise.
Yeah, drinking Mai Tais.
Look, Dave Sunday and these others, you got to get, look, these are records. I think they can be put out there once they're convicted. Convict them quickly. Put up on Instagram, these guys, you're right, Henry, sitting around drinking drinks, you know, their feet up on a cruise and put underneath. While this was going on, billed 126 hours for a 24-hour day. And put the total, cha-ching, at the bottom. Do we have to do everything? Get it out there now and say the Republican Party is the party stopping this. Democrats either don't care or are even enabling this. That's why this is important. And Oz is really good on this. He put the nugget out there. How can these people report they're ill and there's no disease or illness given? It's unreported. How do we know what they're saying is true? You don't. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you need to do is just push pound 12.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Help that.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. The phone gremlins are at it again. Keep trying to get in. Give us your answer on the side question today. 855-839-1210. Hopefully this will abate, and we'll be able to get you in to get a winner today. A couple of things. This is amazing. DA Larry Krasner is going to appeal an overturned murder conviction in the 2012 killing of Philly cop Moses Walker Jr. Krasner says that a common pleas court judge, Jennifer Schultz, dismissed the case against the man who Krasner says definitively killed the officer. He says she's legally incorrect in vacating the conviction because of a cop, ex-homicide detective Philip Nardo, who was involved in this. And Krasner says that that has nothing to do with the outcome of this case. So picture the loved ones of the officer, the head of the FOP, and Larry Krasner all together on the same side. Krasner, how bad does this judge have to be where Larry Krasner is on the side of saying, no, if this is not overturned, we'll go to court again. This man obviously killed this cop. Wow. One other quick item, 855-839-1210. The latest brainstorm from the mayor of New York, Mondani, is to turn felons into gourmet food producers for farm-to-table dining at NYC jails. Yeah. They will be using the vertical hydroponic farm for persons in custody to develop a skill that can be utilized when being released from custody. Well, I think I'd rather keep these guys in there. That would be a skill that would help us. But imagine this is vertical farming, gourmet farming with felons to have gourmet meals in jail. What could go wrong here with Mondani? All right.
I don't hate it.
You don't?
No. I think a certain portion of it should go back into the public.
Right.
Maybe help bring costs down a little bit in restaurants. But, yeah, they can have the rest of it.
Well,
give them something to do in there.
I'm talking about the idea of this. I know about the hydroponic, and I know somebody who did that. But, again, let's see how much you're spending, what they put in.
Oh, yeah.
The gourmet farm-to-table part with this.
They might just be dressing it up a little bit, saying farm-to-table.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So it's 855-839-1210. The big story today, and I'm watching it, Scott Bessent, Secretary of Treasury, saying that the Iranian deal is imminent, could happen today or tomorrow. I have, we're worn out with this, worn down with too many deals with the Iranians. How many times have we seen, is it a deal, a memorandum? The Strait of Hormuz is, of course, the most apparent thing that has to be in there. How many times have they agreed to that, saying they didn't agree to it? Somebody fires. We're back to square one. This is exactly what they'll do around us. And I told you the tell yesterday was the Pentagon asking enlisted men and officers, give us a creative solution to dealing with the Iranians. That indicates to me they don't know what to do either. In other words, obliterating them, they have been badly damaged, is not something they're afraid of. They're willing to accept their religious fanatics, among other things. So what do you do to move them into a position where we can put an end to this for now and get on to the midterms? We'll see. We'll have the details, and we'll see if there's any play with this. Why would this be different, though? What is it that's happened? What are they fearful of, if anything? All right, Gary in Newtown. Gary's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary. Hello, Gary. All right. Is that the phone system?
Call us when you get out of the pool, Gary.
All right, Joe in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom, I forgot to put in a wake-up call for Gary today.
Okay.
Hey, Dom, I wouldn't say AOC is Bernie's sidekick. I would call her his ventriloquist dummy. Because that, you know, stick your hand up her back and get her jaws to move.
Yeah.
Dom, my side answer, and I think it's unfair to call him a sidekick or a second banana, but when you look at his statistics, And what he created with his top banana in the form of one of the most prolific dynasties in all of sports, and to think that he almost matched that top banana's measurement in RBIs. They're both in the top five. I don't know how this guy could have knocked in as many RBIs as the guy batting in front of him, and that was Lou Gehrig to Babe Ruth.
Yeah,
they were even big.
I always thought that Lou Gehrig was should be the three hitter and Ruth more power, but Gehrig better hitter possibly.
He batted fourth right behind Ruth. And
yeah,
they even barnstormed together, Dom. They played in Trenton in a barnstorming circuit back in the day.
Could that be the all time odd couple, the straight arrow, Lou Gehrig living with the family, the whole thing, Joe? And then Babe Ruth
on the party.
Babe Ruth running through a train naked with a woman chasing with a butcher knife and eating 18 hot dogs.
Right. Like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Excellent one, Joe. Yeah, Lou Gehrig is a great one.
Did
Lou Gehrig exist? There you go. We heard that Babe Ruth did not exist today from a Cubs player.
Well,
there's evidence.
Yeah.
There's no video.
I mean, they played together. I mean, if Babe Ruth doesn't exist,
then he didn't exist either. Yes.
493 home runs? I don't think so, bud.
Neither did the woman that was chasing him with the butcher knife or any of these other things.
Right.
The hot dogs didn't exist. My goodness. 8-5, yeah, Lou Gehrig is one of the most underrated imaginable. I don't know which one played more years, more at-bats, but it seems as if Gehrig was equally productive or pretty close to it, as hard as that is to believe. 8-5-5. Did Babe Ruth exist? Oh, my God. You know, going after the big story guys in sports, I don't take kindly to that. Wilt, Muhammad Ali, Babe Ruth, they did exist. Yeah, and their story is that big. So did Jim Thorpe, so did Jim Brown. Any number of other players, you just can't match it. There's an aura. There's something. Imagine them sitting there, Babe Ruth and Wilt. Oh, my God.
I think it's something where, like, you know, like we've talked about this before, there's no mystique with athletes anymore.
Yes,
it seems like there's very few athletes with a lot of mystique behind them.
Right.
And all these athletes back in the day, you know, just went home and had their personal lives, and not a lot of people ask questions. Whereas today, it's like if you don't know everything, and you know, immediately as soon as this player hits the major leagues, what's up with this guy?
I'm trying to think of who has mystique today. It's impossible.
Shohei, maybe?
Yeah, he does, because he might be the greatest player ever, arguably. Yeah.
And there's the whole gambling thing.
The gambling and the guy taking the thing. Maybe. But it's to your point, it's very hard to have mystique. Too much coverage, too much humanizing. I want to believe these guys just strode this earth bigger than, you know, I saw Wilt once, and I'm just, you know, up close with the book, and I'm like, oh, my God, it's Wilt. You could have had presidents in there. I still would have rather interviewed Wilt.
Yeah. Well, talk about, like, a modern-day Wilt with Victor Wembanyama. Like, last summer he's going over, you know, and hanging out with the monks, but how much cooler of a story would that be if it was just, like, a rumor or, like,
kind of like
a fairy tale? Oh, I heard the summer before he got really good, I heard he went over and trained with monks in Thailand, you know?
All right.
It's just not as cool when you're posting it on Instagram.
It is. It's not. It's the mystique. It's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Lightning round next. Hit us with that all-time second banana, that all-time sidekick. Get in. Get your name on the list. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
That is right. All-time second bananas. Henry, did you drive in today and park?
No, I walked.
Oh, did you have to see the spectacle of how I got my car in there?
Oh, no. I might have to take a look
at this. Oh, there's this gem something or other, who parks and takes up three spaces. They have one ticket on there. They should have just, I mean, it's bad enough to put a giant truck in the media lot.
Yeah.
Just like, up to it. But it's also, I couldn't get into the space in front of them by a foot. So I said, the space behind them, I'm getting in no matter what.
Okay.
Dan's car happened to be the back cushion
right.
on the
back
shot.
All right, so you're like, I got a safety bumper.
Yeah. Dan won't mind. It was the old car. All right, Drew in Upper Darby. Drew, who's that sidekick?
Hey, Dom, thank you. Appreciate it. You know, Dom, I know it's outside the box, but, you know, during the closing days of World War II, it was almost like an international story. You know, General George Patton and Field Marshal Montgomery, whoever got the Messina first, you know, the other one had to take the back seat.
Right.
You know what I mean? Thanks, man.
All right, thank you. Well, I know who I'm betting on. George Patton, it's beyond. The Germans believing. They put some cloth airplanes up. Yeah, Patton's coming to Calais. We're not going to defend Norm. It's Patton. If you've seen those things, how could the Germans not realize that wasn't an army? My God. Michael in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, afternoon.
Hey, Dom. Good afternoon, my good sir. How are you today? Thank you for taking my call, as always. Wanted to just chime in quickly, a little bit later than usual, but my side is a gentleman who has been widely regarded as probably the greatest number two in business history behind the Oracle of Omaha. That'd be Charlie Munger, who backed up Warren Buffett for 50 years in business, his true right-hand man, whose influence, I think, went really way beyond just him being vice chairman or second, had a humongous influence on Warren Buffett.
That is a great one. You know, Warren Buffett, how in the world does that guy know anything? It doesn't strike me as an oracle, but he is. I don't get it.
Well, he had seriously. And, you know, a lot of times it was Charlie Munger who was making all the recommendations and Buffett just pulling the trigger. So tremendous number two. That's my side.
Absolutely. You notice it doesn't seem to be a number two to Elon Musk. Elon doesn't seem like he has a guy telling him, move over here, we got to go here, or whatever. You know what I mean?
He should.
All I know is somebody was at the dinner there with Trump and him, one of the biggest donors, I don't want to say his name again, said, Elon's not much of a conversationalist. I can't imagine. Oh, my God.
That's where you need a number two. It's like,
that's what I mean. He does love Scott Presley, though, so that's good. The Earl of Tacony. Earl, what's yours today?
Real quick, family lore states that my uncle, my great uncle, who I'm named for, was a bootlegger during Prohibition. And he took his money and bought a hotel down in Atlantic City. And in order to supplement the income for a hotel, he also ran a brothel and an opium den. And family lore says that Babe Ruth used to come into the brothel from time to time.
Wait a minute. I can confirm that's not true. It was the opium den. That's what Babe Ruth was doing there. Babe Ruth. Yeah, I only hit two homers today. Yeah. My God.
My side answer today is going to be Bernie Taupin, who writes the lyrics that the whole world sings, because Elton John is the superhero who writes the music, goes on stage, and wears the Donald Duck costume.
Very nice. I love that Babe Ruth story. But Bruce in Northeast. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, Dom. You know, listen, them old-time ball players like Johnny Callison, they had to work jobs in the off-season, believe it or not.
Callison was a bartender in Glenside.
Yeah, I think for a while he drove for Coca-Cola or something, but that's amazing compared to nowadays. But, by the way, it was obvious. Nobody said the obvious answer was Barney Fife, but my answer today is she had the voice of an angel. It was Karen Carpenter, just an amazing voice, and her sidekick was her brother, Richard Carpenter, and he was very important. He was like the producer and put all that music together to make it sound so great, you know?
Thank you, Bruce. Sonny and Cher. Just picture that theme. Oh, my God. Boy. Sonny.
I got you, babe.
Phil in Delaware. All right, Phil, what's yours today?
And I would venture to say, happy Hanukkah and good afternoon, all.
Thank you, Phil.
I would definitely go with Ed Norton and Ralph Cramden. He kept Jackie Gleason well-rounded, literally, but grounded as well.
Well, no, that's an all-time. The chemistry there, is beyond belief. Zenos in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos, how do you like it? I might have a Greek doctor. I have an appointment with him. What should I do? It's not to November. I need some coaching, though.
Just say to him that when you go in his office, say, Tikan is Yathros. That means, how you doing, doctor? Tikan is Yathros.
Of course.
Hey, Doc, you know any diners around here in Flower Town? Yeah.
Well, Tom, they're slowly starting to disappear, but that's what you can say. Or Yasu Yatre. That means, how you doing, doctor? Like, it's more of a slang. Yasu Yatre or Tikan is Yathros. See?
He'll be impressed.
I'm going to make a Greek out of you pretty soon, Dom.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to pick, you know, I was here and I got in late, and the admiral that the chef was talking about was one of the most powerful admirals was Nimitz.
Yeah,
he was a sidekick. He was real powerful FDR. So I'm going to go with Nimitz, and I'll leave you with that, Don. Remember, Tikhon is Yatros. I'll break you in by then, Don.
All right, thank you. We'll have I'll bring the doctor on. You know, it'll be a lot. No, seriously, he's Greek. They said to me, "Oh yeah, you mean a Greek guy?" Yeah. It's like a Papanak. It's got the first part of the name is fine, and then there's every consonant imaginable. They throw a Doppelis in and all this stuff. How do these guys have a conversation? But Gary in Newtown. All right, second try. Gary, what's yours today?
Okay, here's hoping that the doctor doesn't break you in.
Okay.
So a few years ago, you had on your show a Nicholas Eberstadt. He gave you the statistic of 7 to 9 million males working age that are no longer working. Well,
yes.
that's where these people that are going and staying home and making $50,000 a year. That's where that's at.
Hey, Gary, thank you for remembering that too. That was a big moment. That guy was right on the money. I made Eberstadt, Henry, let's put him on the talk afterward. We might get
Stockton,
him back on.
Stockton University.
Oh, Stockton. Okay. What's your side?
Well, my side, I got a clarifier. Do you want the greatest number two or the greatest sidekick? Because the greatest number two is when Henry Dunn, Lloyd, takes a number two in Dumb and Dumber. But the greatest sidekick, in my opinion, for a woman is Neo's Trinity in The Matrix. There's nobody that has a better body in spandex than her.
All right, I love Trinity, too.
And I knew he was going to go with the other
one. All right, who do you go with, Kirk?
I'm going with Big John with Hey Boo Boo.
All righty, and Henry?
Yeah, that was a good one. I liked Robert and Ben Salem's with Ptolemy and Michael and Wilmington with Charlie Munger.
Ah, okay. I can go with Kirk's answer today. Boo-boo. Let's put that into the hat. Coming up, the afternoon show, I think it's Mike Opelka.
It is.
Who is branding 3 big hours. We're back tomorrow with a great side question and guest. All that here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.